Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, July 18th. You'll be interested to know. Today is Nelson Mandela Day, honoring the legacy of a human rights lawyer, prisoner of conscience, and the first democratically elected president of South Africa. Celebrated on his birthday, July 18th, this day reminds us of Mandela's commitment to justice, equality, and the power of individual impact. The United Nations encourages everyone to spend 67 minutes helping others, reflecting Mandela's 67 years of public service. His legacy teaches us to choose dignity over humiliation, speak up during injustice, and forgive rather than hate, reminding us that each person has the power to transform the world. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect chest-to-shoulder-high southwest ground swell Thursday morning, easing in the afternoon. Swell decreases to waist-to-stomach-high by Friday, then waist-high through the weekend. Morning wind are light, shifting to onshore at 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoons, creating semi-choppy conditions. Thursday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean in the morning at 4 to 5 feet. After 10, conditions will be fair until sunset, with a stint of choppy conditions in midday. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m., with a 2-foot incoming tide when the southwest swell is 3 feet at 16 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 4 foot at 9:15 a.m. with a 3-foot low tide about 1 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's mostly cloudy and feels like 68 degrees with 2-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:55 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:54. It looks like we're in for some clouds, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 70 and southwest wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 67. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be partly sunny, with a high near 71 and southwest wind 5 to 10 mile per hour. This weekend will be partly sunny, with highs near 71. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Southwest Airlines and Archer Aviation have announced a partnership to develop electric air taxi networks in California. This initiative could transform travel between airports like San Diego International, Los Angeles International, and others in the region. They have signed a memorandum of understanding to create integrated electric air taxi networks, aiming to reduce travel time significantly. Archer is working on its Midnight Electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, envisioning 10 to 20-minute flights, replacing lengthy car commutes. This collaboration is part of a broader movement towards urban air mobility, supported by recent U.S. Congress legislation. Now on to sports. In a rare financial move, New York Knicks point guard Jalen Brunson opted to sign a contract extension worth $156 million over 4 years, instead of waiting to potentially earn $269 million next offseason. This decision allows the Knicks to allocate savings towards building a championship roster, reflecting Brunson's commitment to the team. Brunson, who began his career as a second-round draft pick, has evolved into one of the league's top scorers and a New York City icon. His willingness to sacrifice for the organization has earned admiration from Knicks fans and management alike. In local sports, tonight, the Padres are on the road in Cleveland to take on the Guardians. In top news, Meta has lifted the heightened suspension penalties from Donald Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts ahead of the Republican National Convention. Nearly 4 years after suspending Trump for his praise for people engaged in violence at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, the company has removed all remaining restrictions. Meta's Global Affairs President, Nick Clegg, stated that the American people should be able to hear from the nominees for president on the same basis. All United States presidential candidates will adhere to the same community standards, which include policies to prevent hate speech and incitement to violence. In business news, hackers recently stole 6 months' worth of phone records from nearly 110 million AT&T customers, covering May to October 2022 and January 2, 2023. This breach includes call and text logs, and for some estimated locations. While AT&T assures that call content, account names, social security numbers, and credit card information were not compromised, location data remains a significant concern. The stolen data could be misused for blackmail or identity theft. AT&T advises affected customers to be vigilant and report any fraud. For enhanced security, consider using apps like Authy or Google Authenticator. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $64,800. Ethereum is just over $3,400. And Solana is $159. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. NASA has announced plans for a controlled deorbit of the International Space Station, with SpaceX developing a specialized deorbit vehicle. This custom-built spacecraft, based on SpaceX's Cargo Dragon, will guide the station into a safe re-entry over an uninhabited ocean area around the year 2030. NASA has awarded SpaceX an $843 million contract for the project, with a total budget request of $1.5 billion. The deorbit vehicle will utilize 35,000 pounds of propellant and 46 Draco rocket engines for precise maneuvers. And in entertainment news, a film adaptation of the popular television series 24 is in early development at 20th Century Studios, according to sources. Brian Grazer, co-founder of Imagine Entertainment, teased this project during an appearance on Squawk Box in June. Grazer highlighted Imagine's success, mentioning past projects like Backdraft and the upcoming 24 film, which will be developed with Disney and Fox. The series, created by Joel Cerno and Robert Cochran, originally ran for 9 seasons from 2001 to 2014, earning 68 Emmy nominations and 20 wins. No plot details or casting information are available at this time. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the former president of South Africa, Nelson Mandela. And he said, "Everyone can rise above their circumstances and achieve success if they are dedicated to and passionate about what they do." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.